This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
Here reporting live for the Hump Day Crew, going all green and all natural. Very funny, guys. Yes.
Oh dear, there was a bit of bad timing between the end of Russian Roulette and Rihanna there and the start of that introduction for All Natural.
Someone shot Kermit the Frog.
He
started talking in the gunshot. But yes. Joking aside...
Currently in Japan, I say a big moshi moshi o genki desu ka, Ashley-san, who's in Japan, from Peter. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you speak Japanese at all, Ashley?
Not a bit.
Then you have no idea what I'm saying to you, do you?
I actually recognize that word.
That's a start.
Repetition. Yeah, but nothing too heavy.
Exactly. We speak to Peter, I guess, about monthly. And one of the things I love about Peter is they have a great competition on all their websites, and it's the sexiest vegetarian. Now, why did Peter start this kind of competition in the first place, Ashley?
Well, basically, it's a fun and sort of provocative and sexy way to get people involved in thinking about vegetarianism. People, you know, want to vote in the poll. Who doesn't want to vote on their favorite sexiest vegetarian? And it brings them to our website where they often, you know, poke around a little bit and check out other information. So it's a great way for people who, you know, don't necessarily think about animal rights regularly to just get involved in a very simple way and become aware of PETA in a very fun and sexy way.
And this voting is for the Australian title, is it?
That's correct. So if you go to PETAAsiaPacific.com, you can vote for the Australian winner.
And who are the few of the sexy ones up for running this year, then?
Well, actually, Ruby Rose is currently in the lead. There's other people like Darren Cordeau of Kiss Chasey, Missy Higgins, Dave Rastovich, Lane Beachley, Xavier Rudd, the sort of year-to-year standards. But definitely check out PETAAsiaPacific.com to vote for your favorite.
It also says Andrew G, the Australian Idol host, is in the running as well. Is he actually sexy?
Some people find him sexy, yes.
Yeah, Mrs. or Mr. G. He's probably voted for him.
He's actually won in previous years.
So, oh, wow.
I demand a steward's inquiry. I think there's vote rigging going on there.
Now, one of the great things about it as well is, I guess, it kind of gets across that message. People tend to think that when you're not eating meat, I guess it can affect your diet, you're not getting enough protein, and you're not healthy. But it shows, when we see all these different public figures, that you can be a vegetarian and healthy.
Exactly. There's over 200 celebrities in the poll every year, and that just shows you, you know, that the best way to stay slim and sexy is to go vegetarian, and it's super easy to get all the nutrients you need from a plant-based diet.
And, of course, on your website, you can get different tips on how to be vegetarian as well, apart from the health benefits. It is friendlier for animals as well. That website one more time, Ashley?
PETAAsiaPacific.com. All one word.
Ashley Freno from PETA, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
And so, at the moment, it looks like Ruby Rose. Jin, what do you reckon? Ruby Rose?
Jin will be voting for her.
Yes, I will be.
No, will you? She's not yours? Not your type?
No, not my type. But you know what? If she's a vegetarian and she's advocating PETA, good on her.
Yeah, well done.
I may as well vote for her.
One person I'm a fan of who is cool, Charlie Delaney. Where was Charlie Delaney from originally?
High five.
Well done.
Oh.
But now she's kind of become all kind of hip and cool. I still think of her as a little kids entertainer, but she's kind of a bit raunchy as well.
She is. After Dancing with the Stars, which apparently her and her dance partner, when they did it on the TV show, it was said to be the raunchiest dance act ever on the history of that television show, she went to host the World Latin Championships. So she's doing well, Miss Delaney.
Good on her. Well done. High five to her.
Woo! 1, 2, 3, 4. High five.
Hi, I'm Ed.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys better though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.